spoken word.
A taste of Melbourne's diverse poetry scene.
Poets using their voices to entertain, to move, to take you on a journey.
Connecting you to grassroots poetry and performance.
Good morning, I'm Tina Janoukas. Welcome to Spoken Word on 3CR. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. I pay my respects to elders past and present. Today on the show, I have Adiba Abdul Atiya. Adiba was born in Syria and migrated to Australia with her family. She has published several collections of poetry, writing in both Syriac and Arabic. Two of her collections have been translated into English, Catch the Whispers, translated from the Arabic by fellow poet Gad Ben-Mir, who has previously featured on this program, and Silence of the Moon, also translated from the Arabic by George Salib and Gabriella Georges. Welcome to the show, Adiba.
Thank you, Tiana. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I want to talk to you today about not only the poems, but about you as a poet, your relationship with language, the poetic traditions you draw upon, and some of the recurring preoccupations in your work. You write both in Syriac and in Arabic. Is poetry a way of sustaining a love for these two languages so far away from their source?
Yeah, both languages. Arabic, of course, the Arabic were the language, because as you introduced me, from Syria, but the Syriac as well, our national language, the church language, and being student in private school, the Syriac school, of course, main language was Syriac as well. And for that reason, I've been brought up with both languages, and I did the writing with both languages.
But in Australia, you write in Syriac and Arabic, so I'm wondering what it means to you to write in these two languages so far away from home.
Both languages, because when I arrived here until now, till this moment, of course, like, I mean, I was with all different communities, background. The language, I feel you connected with something. For example, when we had the Martyr Day, the Syriac Martyr Day, which is genocide 1915, when the Ottoman Empire killed the people just, you know, because they were Christians, Armenian, Syrian, Greek, and all that. And the other ones from our church forefathers, one of them, they're very, very famous, even in the Western world, Saint Ephraim. So all these occasions made me always, as soon as, you know, I think about this, you know, the day, like, I mean, when we celebrate Saint Ephraim or different, I found myself just picking up pen and paper and write, and would be in Arabic or in Syriac, either languages.
So your connection to Syriac and Arabic is, in a way, maintained through your desire to write poetry, through your poetic work.
Absolutely. Something I've been grown up with, these both languages, maybe Syriac more. I mean, I have the feeling with Syriac more than the Arabic, but again, the Arabic language was the national in Syria, and even here with a community, majority of them Arabic. So both languages, I have that sort of connection, and I can express myself more in these languages.
I find that interesting, and I'm wondering, how does one sustain one's mother tongue, if you like, Syriac and also Arabic, in a country where the spoken language is a different one?
The language, the one you've been brought up, regardless where you are, you know, you always, you have that connection, because that's from while you were a child, when you started reading, writing, regardless where you are, you know, what country you are in. The other side of it, even though, like, I mean, of course, I was from day one very, very involved in the Australian way of life, and I worked in different industries, but still we had our own community, and was in charge of the church community, the women committee, and the children. And that connection, like, I mean, I felt like I'm still, you know, in Syria, same still when I'm in this sort of atmosphere.
Yes, and of course, you're speaking Syriac, you're speaking Arabic, so you're maintaining that connection, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Mm. One thing that recurs throughout your collections is love, both spiritual and erotic love. Why does love have such a strong presence in your poetry?
Very interesting questions. Maybe you're the second one who asked me these questions. I think it's going back to a few things. Number one, I don't know if you've heard of the poet, he's an international poet, Nizar Kabbani, and 90% of his poetry was about love. And I think he was, how I can say, the first Arabic poet to write deep about love, about very, very something different. Not everyone could read it. So when I was in grade 5, because my sisters, my oldest sister, they had his collection, so I read it. And then, of course, Gibran, Khalil Gibran. These two, I was very, very sort of in love with reading. And that's what encouraged me or made me to read. The other thing is, I believe in love. Always, I say, if we love each other, the peace will be all over the world. Regardless if love, like when you love your dad, your friend, or your lover. And that's why I have a few pieces in my books. People, they think, my God, it's about love. Deep, deep, you know, to how women from the Arabic background, if I say, to be that sort of open about her feeling. But to me, I guess, like, I mean, when you write, you have to be very, whatever you feel, and if you can put it in words, that's beautiful. And I love it.
Well, I'd love to hear one of these poems. And the one I'm thinking of is the poem Searching for You, which I've read in translation. But I think you've written this poem in, I think, both Syriac and Arabic. I'd love to hear it in Syriac and Arabic. And then if you could give us the English version.
That's in Arabic, أبحث عنك, searching for you. سراب غمري أبحث عنك مع عبق البنفسج وأول خيوط الفجر أنتظرك أبحث عنك وموعدنا أن تطرق نافذتي وتغرد لي أغنية شوق معطرة بعشق معطرة بعشق يلهبني لأبحر بعيدا مع طيف حبك وأعود إلى مرافئي وخذني وسراب وتنهمر دمعة أحس ملوحتها على شفاه متعطشة فيرعبني هاجس الوحدة لأعود وأبحث عنك سأنتظرك من جديد على أمل على أمل بزوغ فجر آخر وموعد آخر وأهات حب وعشق عذري أبحث عنك.
And that was in Arabic.
Arabic.
And you also have it in Syriac.
In Syriac.
Did you write it in Syriac first or Arabic?
No, this one Arabic, but then I translated it into Syriac. And just to say this is one of the pieces where for 4 years they used to teach them at Baghdad University in Iraq in the Syriac language college here for 4 years. So
wonderful.
It's beautiful. I love it. Now in Syriac. معقب نعلق عام عروم محشيخو وحوتو قد مويو تشفرو انطرتوخ معقب نعلق وموعدان وموعدان اتقوش كوز طيصت لي عوني سريويو معطرة بشقمو وموق داي وسيو رحمتو عام هاقوقو يا هوب دوفوم لملي حيدو يوث وهرور عمرو وشيلو دمعتو ريشونو لملحود ملحوذي عال سوثو صهيثو ومسري الرنيو دحديو ثوثو وهفوخ عقاب عليك أنطار وهفوخ عقاب عليك أنطار واسبر دنحو تشوق حيرو وموعدو حرينو وموعدو حرينو عقبنو عليك عام رومو Shachro. Thank you.
It sounds so different in the Syriac. It's beautiful.
It is, thank you.
Let's hear it now in the English, shall we?
Okay. Searching for you, one of my favourite. In the illusion of time, I search for you. In the sense of while, and the first hint of dawn, waiting for you, seeking you. While our date is knocking on my window and singing a song of longing, sentenced with passion, that sets me alight and I sail away with your gentle love to return to my loneliness and the illusion of time. As I shed my tears, I felt the sense of salt on your thirsty lips and became horrified by the fear of loneliness to return and search for you and wait, hoping for another dawn and another date, keep searching for you.
I suppose what I'm curious about and wondering about is, what are the poetic traditions you see yourself as writing within? You mentioned the Arabic poet
Nizak Kabani
a little while ago, but what are the traditions that you're drawing on and speaking to?
Well, first I want to say that from while I was in primary school, toward the end of primary schools and start of high school, I used to read a lot. Until now, I'm in love with Nizar Kabbani, you know, the way he used to write. Maybe he was the first Arab poet, like I mean, background, to write in the open. And if you, I'm sure you went through the English version of my books. And sometimes I have two of my pieces. Some people, when they hear, especially like, I mean, when I recite it in Arabic, they think it's too much. Because with me, when I write poetry, I express my feeling exactly. I don't care about, like, I mean, of course, you know, I like my audience. I have people, like, I mean, and I respect them, you know, the one who followed me or they read my book, my apology. But regardless, I like to express my feeling. I'm a woman, so as a woman, we have feeling. We can't just, you know, keep them down, like I mean, express them. We have to say it, and that's me. I like, you know, to be honest. I have to be open. This is my feeling, and I love it. After I read, you know, the piece, and I said, okay, Adiba, you did well. But again, I have to give credit to our community here or my friends overseas. They love it and they thank me for it. Like, I mean, to have the courage as from, if we can say, Arabic background to write in the open about her feeling. And that's what, how I love, you know, the poetry. You can write whatever you want, you know, as long as you express your feeling. And that's the way you do it, yeah.
So is poetry a way of liberating yourself, of allowing yourself to bring to the surface feelings that would otherwise remain suppressed?
Yes, yes. Coming from Arabic background, of course, I'm Syriac and I'm proud of, you know, being Syriac Aramaic, but we lived, you know, in Syria, which is the Arabic culture. The women can't even, now, of course, things changed this era, but I'm talking about, like, I mean, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or 40 years ago, a woman couldn't express her feeling. Regardless, like, I mean, how old, you know, she'll be or anything. And that's where, for me, I feel free when I write poetry. And if they like it, they like it. If they don't like it, my bad luck, if I can say. But I love it, yeah.
Would you like to read another poem? Perhaps another of the poems that have been studied at university in Baghdad?
Yes, I have actually four pieces. They were, like, I mean, taught in Baghdad University. Uhibbuka, love you. This was another one, short and sweet. And I remember the lecturer, the one who, God bless her soul, when she asked her students, because she told me while they were leaving the lecture, you know, the venue, they used to sort of sing it. And she said, I asked him, I said, why, you know, you are in love with this? He said, I don't know, it just, you know, it has rhythm and we love it. And the way being written, short piece, but it gives the feeling, like I'm a complete feeling. Yeah, that's Uhibbuka, I love you.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Are we going to read it in both Syriac, which is kind of the descendant of Aramaic and Arabic, as well as English?
I read first in Arabic. Uhibbuka. Aynaya tusafiru ala maraya mihrabina bintidari mawadin qadim لتلفظ سأم ليلنا الصامت وبدايات الفجر المملة ونشارك بسمة معبقة بأريج ميلادنا وشفاها عطشا لرحيق آخر الفصول وهمسة مخفية وراء بحار تغوص بهدوء الصمت مغردة مع زقزقة العصافير أحبك. That's Arabic. In Syriac, Aramaic. أرحموخ عيناي من عال مدبحو موعدو رتمينان اقطاع ليلان شاتيخو وشو راية شفرو ماييني وقحكو معطار بهورو مولدان سفخوثو صهيوثو الطالو شحلوفو احروني وهدسو ميافي بوثار يامي نطبع كهلوثو شتخو ميصار عام زقزوقو صفري ارحموخ I love you. That's Syriac.
And shall we have the English version?
Okay. أحبك ارحموخ I love you. I love you. Your absence is darkness and gloom. Where are you? Where are you? Come and dance with my anguish and my yearning to pick up my scattered dreams and all the symbols of grief and consolation and to hug the warmth of your fingers when you touch me. The almond will flower and meander to the tune of your silence. We will destroy sadness, and I will dissolve your honey and joy. I love you. I love you.
Help 3CR raise funds by donating your containers. Every eligible drink container that you return to a container deposit scheme recycling point earns 10 cents, which can really add up. 3CR is a donation partner for Victoria's Container Deposit Scheme. The scheme allows you to recycle selected aluminium, glass or plastic containers and donate the funds earned to a not-for-profit organisation of your choice. Help us raise funds for the station. Search for Community Radio and choose 3CR next time you cash in your cans. Go to cdsvic.org.au for more information.
Welcome back. I'm Tina Janukas. You're listening to Spoken Word on 3CR. Today, I'm speaking with Adiba Abdu Atia about her poetry in both Syriac and Arabic. Now, Adiba, two of your collections have been translated into English. Do you think it's important for poetry being written in Australia in other languages to be made available in English?
In my opinion, I think yes, of course, with me, like I mean, to write, to express myself, English is not my mother tongue. So I can express myself, my feeling as a poet more in Arabic language and Syriac language, both of them. And of course, I have to translate them because I have to reach the English speaking people as well. So that is the reason I'm having in three languages.
It's wonderful that you've been able to work with some translators, and one of them is also a poet, Gad Ben Mia. But there must be a lot of poetry written in Arabic, indeed Syriac, that perhaps a wider Australian audience never gets to hear.
Yeah, of course. Like, I mean, we don't have many poets. I'm talking about female poets here. So it's good if we can write in Arabic, especially for the people who through the immigration when they come and they need that sort of, you know, type of things to read in their own language. So that's what one reason, you know, I publish in Arabic and, of course, in Syriac. Plus, I need, of course, to hear, you know, the English-speaking people to read how we feel. And this one is more than just my feeling. It's a culture, like, I mean, our background culture. So if I can translate that and to have the English readers, people, you know, to go through, I think it means I achieved something good.
So what is it that you want English-speaking poets to take from your poetry?
Because the English poet and even the general people, because my poetry is not only about love, it's about martyrs, it's about women, about how we can stand up. I have a couple of pieces where, you know, the woman has to stand up and get, you know, her rights in life. Many people, they ask me, how, you know, in Arabic you can write like this? It's something which they don't expect, right? Someone came from the Arabic culture to be open with her feeling and to express this feeling. So that's another thing, you know, to pass this culture. No, we have the feeling exactly like any poet in all over the world. And to pass this message as well, in addition to, you know, about love and women rights and all that, still about our martyrs, about our history as well. So I guess with poetry, it's very easy to pass this message more than when you write book.
A current in your work seems to be your faith. How does faith shape your poetry and your way of seeing the world?
Good questions, because I mentioned earlier that I'm very involved in our community, Syriac Aramaic communities and the church. Apart from that, if I go back to our ancestors, like, I mean, we had so many, our forefathers, they were the one who gave the civilization a lot. And that's how, like, I mean, when they say the Arab gave the civilization to the West, but they don't admit that, you know, they were the Syriac forefathers, the one who did that. So that's one thing. The other thing is because I'm very involved with the church, with our communities, and we want always to celebrate and pass these to the new generation. Like, I mean, our history, we have to be proud of our forefathers. The one, someone like Saint Ephrem, which is very well known worldwide, and Yaqub Suruji. So these encourage me, if I can say, to write about them. And always I found the quickest way and the best way to reach, you know, for your message to reach out, I think the poetry. It's easy. People, they can listen to it. It has the rhythm. They don't get bored with it, like, I mean, even if they hear it twice or something. And so that's what encouraged me to write about my faith, if I can say, through the saint, like, I mean, Saint Ephrem or Saint Jacob, to pass these through to the English readers or the Western people who don't have much knowledge about our history, about forefathers and what we gave to the civilization, to the world.
Would you like to read a poem that speaks to that?
Of course, always, you know, I love, you know, to do that. As I mentioned just before, this is the way, easy way to reach to listeners, to foreign listeners. Melody of Hope, because always I believe in hope and always I believe tomorrow would be better. And for that reason, I wrote this one melody of hopes. When I yearn for you and the bells of longing chime, I search for you in all my pores. I embrace your shadow and kiss the yearning in your eyes. And you swiftly carry me to the worlds of raving. You sketch me as Alpha and Omega and teach me the tunes of loving, of hope.
Would you like to go out on a poem that speaks to you?
Yeah, of course, like I'm in majority of my pieces, I love them, and because every piece, it has a history behind it. I mean, why I wrote that poem. And this one is short but beautiful, and I love it. It says, "Anta la ghayraka," you are the only one and no one else. So I read it first in Arabic. "أنت على غيرك يا ليتك رسمت بشفتيك على جبيني عند بزوغ الفجر وأنا بين ذراعيك وأنا بين ذراعيك أول حرف من اسمي لأغفو بسلام ووعد أحبك أنت لا غيرك أنت." You are the only one. Now the same one in Syriac version. Ishtuf. Ishamt bed gbin, so food. O thutho qad moito. It shame weno. Weno kadona shafro. Beinoth droaik. Wadmoch beshlomo. Washtudi. Derhmoch at. ولو حرينو درحموخ آت ولو حرينو. Thank you, that's Syriac. Now, the English version. Nobody else. You are the only one. Because I was purified with the wine of your love, I want you. I breathe you. Your fragrance. I miss you. I miss you. You are a homeland, nothing less. All homelands kneel before you. I love you.
Thank you, Adiba.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you for having me, and my best wishes to the audience, and I hope they will love this. Thank you.
I'm Tina Janoukas. You've been listening to Spoken Word on 3CR. Today, I've been speaking with Adiba Abda Atia about her poetry, and we have indeed been privileged to hear it in Arabic and Syriac, as well as in English. Spoken Word broadcasts every Thursday at 9 a.m. on 855 AM, or you can download the podcast. Adiba's books are available online. Thank you for listening.